Hello, this is Ethan Wong, and welcome to another episode of Abstractionism. Today's topic is anti-vaccination activists. Guest hosts today are Lucas Tellez.
Hi there.
And we'll be hearing a testimony for the pro side from Mr. Mark about for pro vaccinations.
And I'm on deck to do that whenever you need me.
All right. So, first off, let's start about talking about if any of us have either encountered any actually anti-vaccination people on the internet and what that usually looks like.
Well, I have not encountered anyone on the internet, but I have encountered somebody in real life who is an anti-vaxxer. My aunt is kind of weird, and she is an anti-vaxxer, and she says vaccines are against God's will, and that they cause serious problems to your spiritual health. And I don't believe in this, but she does, and her kids got vaccinated by their dad, and by dad's choice, not by their mom's choice. And I'm glad that happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so it's an interesting phenomenon, right? So you have these individual cases with different reasons, but generally the online consensus and the global community consensus is that of these anti-vaccination people, they say that vaccinations cause autism or mental retardation or some sort of like mental disability. But like,
also microcephaly.
What?
Also microcephaly.
What's that?
It's where your head is much smaller than normal.
Oh, really? Yeah. Microcephaly. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, there's this meme going around on Reddit, which is, okay, this is an interesting topic, I think, because it is really unusual occurrence in the internet, which is there's a meme about anti-vaccination kids. Usually the internet doesn't really agree on much, right?
Yeah.
You always have a lot of differing views, but what you see on such communities such as Reddit or even other websites, right, is they're all generally against anti-vaxxers. So you have this meme going around about the lifespan of kids that are not vaccinated being about 3 years. And it's a pretty morbid idea and a pretty morbid joke, but I feel like the general consensus is that everyone is against this idea of not vaccinating
kids.
It's just a
darker humor that represents the internet's dislike of anti-vaxxers.
I think it's a good movement though, because it kind of encourages people to wake up and say, yeah, no, that's really dumb.
Memes are the universal language.
That's objectively true. Memes are just better than English. You want a lingua franca? Use memes.
Memes, yes,
yeah.
Who talks about Latin? Who talks about English? No, it's memes.
Obviously. You go to Latin American countries and then you see any anti-vaccination people, use memes. You go to Asian countries, you see any anti-vaccination people, use memes. It's just simple, one-step solution for all anti-vaccination people. Okay, so So there was this post going around earlier where it was basically how an anti-vaccination person said that being pro-vaccination is like walking on a bridge because you're afraid of alligators even though there are no alligators in the water, right? That was a comparison they made. So how would you respond to that?
First of all, it is scientifically proven that these alligators exist. Smallpox alone killed more than 4% of the global population at one time, and it's very dangerous, and there have been small outbreaks in places that do not have access to vaccines, and if you have been vaccinated, you are very lucky. And also, it's also logical to be better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to have insurance against diseases than not have insurance against the diseases, especially since it's at such a small price.
Yeah. Like, the universalization of this medical product is pretty amazing if you think about it, how it's pretty much universal for people everywhere to get vaccines now. And when we give aid to foreign countries, especially like lower income or lower GDP and more less developed countries in Africa, you see that one of the very first things we do is we go in there and we vaccinate the children, because then that causes the death rate to significantly decrease, right? So about the statement, I'd say that there's no reason for you to say that there's no alligators in the water, right? There's so many alligators in the water, and we basically watched people die from alligators so many times.
Not even alligators, alligators, crocodiles, sharks, snakes, every kind of predator you can imagine, just due to the sheer amount of viruses and bacteria that exist on in the biosphere of the Earth.
Also, if we're gonna argue the morality of it, some people would say that they'd rather their children be dead than mentally disabled, because they claim that's what vaccines do. Some people claim this, not the majority. Majority just say that they're not gonna do anything anyways, so we're just going to not vaccinate them.
I think that if people don't want to vaccinate themselves, they have that right, but they can't impose their will on another human being, which would be to choose not to vaccinate them, because this is a potentially fatal choice. And I think it should be illegal to not vaccinate a child unless that child is over 14 years old and can give consent against getting vaccinated.
Also, I think that there should probably be some tool for kids who want to be vaccinated but their parents won't allow them to, kind of, you hear about people, a lot of anti-vaccination parents who are just so against vaccinations, or they just don't bring their children to the hospital, stuff like that. I think there should be regulations against that, because what you're gonna see is there are a lot of people who are pretty extreme and radicalized in this sense. So I think we need to make measures against that, or else they're still gonna continue, right?
We could have in-school vaccinations.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, especially because they're not gonna not let their children go to school, or if they do, then that's kind of, well, then there's other methods.
I think foremost, to prevent such a movement from contagiously spreading through the population, there should be vaccination education. Mm-hmm. Vaccine education in schools as a part of the curriculum that has to be taught, because this is the consequence of ignorance of people, and we need to educate them about the importance that vaccines have on our modern life.
Yeah, especially one thing I've been seeing is these people who are just, the funny thing is, they go online publicly and make these statements about how, oh yeah, I can't find any scholarly articles against vaccinations. Can anyone find me any? Which is, if you think about it, they kind of prove the opposite point against themselves, because they're literally admitting that there's no scientific research to back them up. It's all just it's mostly just suspicion, just superstition, right?
Yeah, and all the famous quotes that I have found on the internet relating to vaccinists, none of them have been scientists. The most notable person here was Gandhi, but Gandhi was not a scientist. He was a political figure. And he definitely did not have any medical degrees.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, and there was nobody else notable that had any quotes.
What was the general consensus of Gandhi's statement against vaccination?
He thought vaccinations were against the purity of the human spirit. He said that they were a pollution. Perhaps he had religious motive, perhaps he didn't. But the thing we all know is he definitely didn't have a medical degree.
Yes,
so we can't really trust him on that.
If Gandhi did not have a medical degree, I think we can all agree that at least we should allow that. Okay. We should allow the fact, the stand that has not been disputed, which is that vaccines objectively save lives, right? Okay, so here we have Mr. Mark making a testimony about the pro-vaccination side.
Well, I was vaccinated probably over 50 years ago, at least 58 years ago. I'm sure I got some vaccinations into my body sometime in my first year. Back then, I think they were vaccinating against polio, and that was the big scare back in the 40s, and they had that polio vaccine was really big, so it was pretty universal. Made my voice very low for podcasts, but very high for ordering fast food. However, I think people who preach no vaccination they do it on, they are also, though, the people that would be coming from the same persuasion, that they want protections and other aspects of life. They want fairness, they want wage, no wage gap, they want all, they are people that want, as many other people want, guarantees. But I find it interesting when it comes to vaccinations, that people that advocate for equality and for everyone getting along and for people, for harmony in the earth and just people, you know, nonviolence and things like that, I find it very interesting that they don't see their refusal to vaccinate themselves in the same realm. You know what I mean? Because essentially, if you're caring, if you refuse to vaccinate yourself and then you have the disease, then you're actually spreading harm, the very thing that you advocate against in other areas of life. You're a carrier of that harm. And I just find it incomprehensible how you can, you know, how we can hold forth protection and equality on one hand, but then say, oh yes, I also have my right to harm you. It doesn't, you can't, you know, I just don't feel it can exist in the same place. So I'm very pro-vaccination. If I could get a vaccine right now, I think I would go. But I think I've been vaccinated for most things. But if there is a vaccine, the new one that comes out, I will be a first in line. Thank you.
Okay. So starting to wrap things up, I think a lot of the result of these anti-vaccination people are probably due to confirmation bias. Most of them you see, they talk about, oh yeah, this happened to me, this happened to my child once. But what they say is they basically find ways to match up with their arguments, even though it's scientifically proven to be wrong, and then it's statistically proven to be also be wrong. And so basically they're looking for personal experiences that slightly match up to try to prove a point that is too big for them to actually use that as a point. So
ignorance is just the root cause of all misconception, and this is the same, this is no different, and yeah. Society needs to be more educated about vaccines and everything else, and we can't be angered against something that has saved so many lives.
Yeah, okay, I agree. Okay, so this has been an episode of Abstractionism with Lucas Tellez, Mr. Mark, and Ethan Wong. All right.